97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, we got Kill Me coming up after 5 o'clock. We're just a couple of days away from a Reardon Roundtable on Friday. The panel is already set. Jane will be here, Steve Butt, state representative, and Gene Evans also on the panel on Friday. We have, you know, I guess I can tell the story this way. A couple of Saturdays ago, I was cleaning my house because, you know, Sue, I clean my house. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yes.
I do.
You
but
are
I,
a fanatic.
I jam the music and I, you know, I do my thing, right? And I'm always listening to music. And I like John Mayer's station quite a bit. He has a station on Sirius XM. So even though I'm a terrestrial radio guy, I listen to some satellite radio. And a couple of Saturdays ago, I'm cleaning the house because that's what I do. And I hear, and I've heard this before, but John Mayer comes on, he introduces a lot of songs. And he starts to rave about this guy by the name of Martin Sexton. And Martin, I know. And he's coming back to St. Louis.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, he has praised Martin Sexton for many, many years, holding him up as, you know, an inspiration.
Somebody told me once before.
He's got such a great voice.
And I can see the similarity.
Go home again.
Yeah, well, and then what you really don't hear is the similarity on guitar, because Martin is a master guitar player. Anyway, he is coming here to St. Louis this Sunday night, and it's a unique show. This is the Martin Sexton Abbey Road Show. So he's going to do the entire record and, you know, do some Beatles stuff, which is very unique. Last time Martin was here, he played City Winery. He also did a Break Room concert. You can find out more about this show at breakroomconcert.com. But our friend Mark Gelman, who was just mentioned by Dave Glover, I think, is on the line with us because Mark's doing a little matching fund. All these concerts that our friend John Lynch does are for charity. Hi, Mr. Gelman. How are you? By the way, I should say Shana Tova, shouldn't I?
You know what? You are on top of it, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm 3% Ashkenazi, so, you know, I got that going for me.
We're cool. I love it. I love it. I feel like your brethren, man.
Well, so this, you know, these break room concerts, our friend John does great work with this, and they're all for charity, and Martin is one of the best. I mean, I could rank some of these artists, and they're really good, but Martin would be at the top tier. This is going to take place on Sunday night, the Abbey Road Show, Forest Hills Country Club, $50. That includes beer, wine, and cocktails. And Mark, the Gelman team's kind of coming in here for a little fundraising as well, aren't they?
We are. So as part of our core values, giving back to the community is one of our most important core values. Obviously, John's a great friend of you and I. And so he asked me, would I sponsor this show and then pick a charity? So with breast cancer awareness this month, Susan G. Komen being such a huge, huge charity in St. Louis, I said, John, let's get Susan G. Komen involved. But here's the thing. Whenever my wife and I donate money, we've taken an approach lately to have matching funds, to not only get more awareness out there, but to double our money.
Right.
So Wendy and I are sponsoring the Martin Sexton, who we're thrilled to have. We're sponsoring, Wendy and I are having a $5,000 match as part of the Gelman team. And then what's going to happen is our goal is to raise more than $5,000. We're going to match five. And then if we can get enough ticket sales, we're going to even get more money. We are hoping to get a check to Susan G. Komen for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. I can't thank you enough for having us on, because the easiest place for them to give is through Break Room Concerts, either go to the concert, buy your ticket there, or donate money. I just made another matching contribution. We're up to 2,500, so 5,000. We've donated 25, and we're at 5,000. I'm hoping to hit that 10 really
quick.
Yeah,
I think we can do that.
Listeners, please donate.
Well, and outside of donating, let me kind of inspire people to come to the show. I talk about these break room shows all the time, and maybe people hear and they're a little curious, but who's not a Beatles fan? And let me read a line here from the website, which says, I've been a fan of his, this is talking about Martin, I've been a fan of his for quite a bit more than a decade. It's a real pleasure to finally share the stage with him. I hope if you've never heard him before, tonight is a turning point for you. He's one of my favorite singers and songwriters. Y'all have a good time with Martin Sexton. That was the intro that Dave Matthews did for Martin. So he's that guy,
wow.
You know, Mark, he's that type of guy that other really, really polished musicians and artists out there know very well, even though he's not the name that people know.
He is so incredible. Like, you're going to be blown away because you see him up there and you're like, okay, he may be good. And then he opens his voice and you are just blown away. He is amazing. It's just ridiculous. It's hard to describe without
it is.
Saying.
I've said this, and maybe, Sue, you can have an appreciation for this. Martin Sexton uses the microphone better than most people I've ever seen.
Oh, that's neat.
And there's a skill to using a microphone as a singer, for sure, and he's really good at it. So breakroomconcerts.com, if you'd like to buy tickets, they're $50. You will have an amazing time. It's a little bit of a not a meet and greet necessarily, but it's a little cocktail hour before the show, and then the show will be like an hour and 15 minutes. At Forest Hills, you have a great time. And donate some money outside of that. Mark Gilman, thank you so much for everything you're doing for this show.
Oh, my friend, I appreciate you always, and it's such an intimate setting. You will not have an opportunity to be this up and close. So thank you. Thank all the listeners. By the way, listeners, you guys have been amazing supporting us. We're selling your homes. Can't thank you enough.
TheGelmanTeam.com. Mark, I'll see you on Sunday.
Take care, right, buddy. We'll see you then.
Take care. Go to breakroomconcerts.com. The other shows that are coming up there are really good as well. Griffin House, who is a good friend, is great. He's played the Duck Room here in St. Louis many times. He's got a strong following around the globe, actually. He's coming in for a show. And then, Sue, this is the one that I really want you to come to this one. It was something that was attempted to be executed a few weeks ago, but the show with the Everly brothers that they're
Barnaby
Bright and Liz Longley, two different artists that are coming together to do Everly Brothers covers. And this was supposed to take place about a month ago, but Liz got sick. Yeah. So Barnaby Bright came in town and they did their thing, which is great, but they didn't do the Everly Brothers stuff. So that's going to be coming up in December. I think it's December 5th.
Cool.
I was having some problems going to the website here. Yeah, that one's coming up on December 5th. You could buy tickets. So it's Griffin House on Saturday, November 16th. That's for the Assistance League of St. Louis. Liz Longley, Barnaby Bright, a tribute to the Everly Brothers. That's kind of the makeup date. Thursday, December 5th at Forest Hills, and a whole bunch of different artists will come in for next year as well. If you go to the website, you'll see the past artists, and some people might know a lot of these folks because they come through. They play Del Mar Hall, the Duck Room, Off-Broadway, Old Rock House, etc. Breakroomconcerts.org. I'm very curious to hear what Brian Kilmeade has to say in the aftermath of the debate last night. Not only that, but I heard Brian on Fox talking about his radio show this morning that airs on 97.1 FM Talk. I did not get a chance to hear that, but he took a ton of calls from people, most of whom were in North Carolina, really, really desperate for help and sort of highlighting that situation. Then Chris Klum's going to join us at 5:25. He's a former Yuma Sector Border Patrol chief. We'll talk about the border exchange that happened in the Veep debate, but maybe more importantly, because this has been fact-checked, and we'll see which way Chris is going to tilt this, the ICE release of those numbers from a week ago showing tens of thousands of convicted killers and rapists who illegally crossed the border who are still here wandering the streets, and we can't keep track of them. So we'll talk about that with Chris.
Get more at 971talk.com.